This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Ron Syrak is a senior writer at Golf Digest. It's always a pleasure to welcome Ron Syrak back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Ron.
Hey, John. How you doing?
You know, I'm pretty good. Thank you for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Always fun to be on with you.
Let me start by asking you the poll question today. Have you ever played a Nike golf club? Have you ever played a Nike golf ball?
Yes, I've done both of those things.
Yep. Did you like the equipment?
I had one of their first drivers, and that must have been, boy, about 2002 or something like that, and I liked it, you know, And, you know, they really came out with one of the early solid core balls before the Pro V1 got out there. So, I have a set of the irons. I don't play them anymore, but I have them in my basement. I'm not going to let them out of my hands. I thought, particularly when they started building some stuff with the Fort Worth folks down there, I thought they had some pretty good stuff.
You know, we've all played a round of golf, Ron, where we step on a tee and there's a breeze in our face. And then we go to another tee and there's the breeze in our face. And we keep waiting to step on a tee where the breeze is at our back. With this announcement from Nike, do you get a sense the game of golf is kind of playing with a breeze in its face?
Well, it does sort of feel that way. The industry continues to consolidate, and I know that being in the magazine business, when I first started at Golf Digest and Golf World Magazine, there were probably 15, 16 equipment companies that were advertising out there, and now it's down to a handful. So that's certainly an indication. But if you look at Nike in particular, they certainly had they got a lot of bad breaks along the way. The demise of Tiger Woods was not a good thing for them. They had two recessions that came along, the 9/11 recession and then the Great Recession right after they started into the business. And I think the big thing was they never gained the allegiance of that green grass golfer, that club golfer, who still thought of Nike as a sneaker company and not a golf company. And I think that was always a battle they were fighting against, even though they are brilliant at marketing.
Well, that's what led me to ask you my first question. I mean, I play golf with a bunch of guys on Saturday mornings. There's 20 of us, all ages, all demographics and all socioeconomic demographics. None of them play Nike. None of them play a Nike ball or a club.
Yeah, my knowledge is that, and I think I'm accurate on this, their best-selling ball is their low-end ball. I think that's the guy who goes into the big box store and is sort of a casual golfer. He's familiar with the swoosh. But I think when you talk to the hardcore golfers, they never wrap their mind around the Nike product in the way that they embrace the companies that have been in the golf business for a lot longer period of time.
You know, it may be impossible to answer this question, Ron. Do you think we'd be here with Nike had Tiger continued to play? Had he not gone away for a while?
Well, that is a hard question to answer, but I think that the residue of the Great Recession are still having their impact on a lot of people. Look, we used to have a print version of Golf World magazine that was a weekly magazine, came out 43 times a year, and now it exists only as a digital product, and that was a result of the recession. I think a lot of people took their lumps. And for the whole 15, 16 years, whatever, the, I guess the more than 20 years, Nike's really been out there, but only selling hard goods for about 15, 16, it's been the apparel and the footwear that's been carrying the line. Their clothing does very, very well. Their shoes do very, very well. And they were always carrying the golf division, and now it looks like they've just decided, well, let's just focus on those products.
We're talking with Ron Cyrak, senior writer at Golf Digest. Mentioned Tiger, of course. Rory is on the team. Michelle Wee is on the team. As of 2016, Brooks Koepka, Paul Casey. So do you get a sense, if you're Tiger Woods, although his situation is a bit odd, if you're Rory McIlroy, does this kind of offer up an opportunity?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how this played out. I reached out to a couple of agents overnight and essentially asked, like, okay, what happens now? And the answer that I'm getting back is that contracts factor in all kinds of possibilities, including one like this. So somewhere in there's language, and I don't know what that means, you know, whether it means the company buys out the player, there are probably ways so that they don't have to live up to the full duration of the contracts, but it does put them, it puts several very high-profile players in the position of being free agents. And look, changing equipment companies is golf's version of free agency. You know, there's no teams to change, but you can change equipment companies. And that's how a lot of guys back in the glory days, the gravy days of golf, that's how they got big boosts in the money that they made, is they get wooed away from one company to another company. Now you got these guys out there. But everything that I'm hearing is, I think the marketing budgets for all equipment companies are a lot tighter than they were 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, let's talk about a couple of things. First of all, heretofore, to your point, you know, Rory went looking to change companies. The stories are legendary of the golfers who have achieved success, won some major championships, and went looking for the dollars to change companies. Now they sort of have to do it. They're being forced to do it. That's kind of a different mix for them.
Yeah, it definitely is. And, you know, who knows? And then they just want to keep playing the equipment. And, you know, the one thing that you got to keep in mind with Nike is a $16 billion company. And somebody like Tiger Woods may remain the brand ambassador with them for forever. You know, I'm a brand ambassador with them forever because they are high-profile athletes. You know, Michael Jordan continues to have a relationship with Nike even long, long, long after he's a player. So their celebrity, their popularity. So we may see an odd situation where they continue to have some sort of financial relationship with Nike, but are also free agents to go out and develop equipment contracts with other people.
Yeah, I think I've heard Mark Steinberg say initially Tiger still expects to wear the clothes and wear the shoes.
Yeah, well, you know, they're still selling clothes, they're still selling shoes, and they're still making clothes, and they're still making shoes. So that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I always felt through the darkest days of the scandal for Tiger, and Nike stood by him, I sort of started thinking at that time, well, he's going to be a lifer there. They've invested a lot of money in him, and he is one of the most recognized names on the planet. And then I figured he continued to have a relationship with them. So that may still turn out to be true, even though they're not going to make golf equipment.
Before I let you go, we're the weekend of the opening ceremonies of the Olympics. It's getting underway. The men will play next week. The ladies will then play. Are you looking forward to that?
I'm going to watch it. I'm curious about it. In all honesty, I had an opportunity to go, and I opted out for a bunch of different reasons. I'm a big supporter of golf in the Olympics. Let me say that. I do think it's a good thing for the game, and I do think the problems that they're having getting a field there on the men's side is Brazil specific. And if this was 2012 and the games were in London, those guys who aren't going would be going. If this was 2020 and the games were in Tokyo, those guys who aren't going would be going. I do think it's Brazil specific. That said, I'm I think they whiffed on the format. I think 72 holes of stroke play is something that we see every week, multiple times every week. I would have liked to have seen something like best ball match play that could have brought team element into play more. I mean, wouldn't it be cool to see Spieth and Fowler going up against Adam Scott and Jason Day? You know, it'd be a national element to it. So, but I will be watching. I'll be curious.
Let's break some news here. Did you not go to Brazil for fears of future pregnancies?
Actually, my daughter is pregnant, and I would have been isolated from her for 30 days after I got back.
Really?
And that and some of the security issues didn't really seem to make it worth the risk. Yeah.
He is Ron Cyrak, senior writer at Golf Digest. I always appreciate the time, Ron. Thanks for doing this on such short notice. I appreciate it.
Anytime, John. My pleasure.